Hello, and thanks for tuning in to another session of Hashtag Finneo, where following creates leaders and leaders create a following. So if you've been following Finneo on our Facebook page, you know that this conversation has been in the making and we have been gearing up for this discussion for quite some time. The reason why we took our time with this is because it's something that's very near and dear to me, and it's something that I struggle with even in my adult life, but definitely in my early childhood years, primarily because I weaved in and out of classrooms so much, and it was very hard to make connections. And every child wants to feel connected. Every child wants to feel a sense of belonging, but we don't have these conversations in depth to help young people understand what they're doing when it comes to the idea of relating to people through this huge idea of friendships. And that is what we're going to talk about. Friendships. Just to share a little bit about why this is so important to me. It's because I remember being a youngster and my mother was a stay-at-home parent. She stayed home with my siblings and I until we all entered school. And so what happened is, in those good old days, we entered school higher than what the expectation was at the time. Half day kindergarten was the big deal back then. So we started off already reading, and we carried that into our other grades, first grade, second grade, where we were always a bit higher. And for myself, that happened to me all the way up until I was in the fourth grade. So I was constantly being pulled out and put in the fifth grade or the third grade and put in the fourth grade. For reading or for math. Like, I was never quite always a part of the group. And every child, every adult, I mean, it's in our DNA, it's in our scientific structure that we are not built to be alone. I want to say that again. We are not built to be alone. And as a child, I felt alone a lot. And I didn't have the wherewithal at the time to really understand what was going on or what I was missing. And my mom did a great job of making sure that I was ready for school, but I did not have the help that I needed for that social development and connection for relationships. And as I look at children today, and as I hear back from parents, as I reflect on my own experiences as a classroom teacher, and now even as an instructional coach, and hear from colleagues building leadership, like, everyone is talking about really the relationships and the lack of relationships and lack of really vocabulary and ability to express themselves, and how that lack is really impacting classrooms and schools and home lives. And what do we do about it? Well, I'll tell you what we do about it. Right here on Finneo, we talk about it and we start sharing the experiences so that we can get better and sort of revitalize the things that we know work, and open up opportunities and space for our parents to come back into the fold of education. I really do want to say this, and this is so important, that schools and the dynamics of the world have changed so much, in the sense that technology has created its own advancements that we all admire and value, and I know I do, and respect. But there are also some of the cons to how technology and the shift in technology has impacted some of these relationships. And it's even impacted how we teach and how we allow space for parents to help their young learners, where my mom felt very good about helping us as a child and helping us with our homework and checking our homework. I see parents today that can't do it. Like, they don't understand it. Our math has completely been overhauled and changed. Not necessarily for good or bad, that's up for debate, but it has changed to the point where many of our parents don't know their roles anymore. They don't know how to help. And I want to invite parents back into the fold of schools and the work that we do as a team of parents and school and instructors and facilitators. How do we bring our parents back? I believe an awesome way to do that is to really start this discussion of friendships and say to parents, hey, we need you, because your core values and what you believe in are what your child should ultimately be representing. And if you do that at home and help your child understand what your namesake and your legacy is in your family that you want to pass on through your child's behaviors and attractions of friends and academics, you could do it this way. So I invite parents to tune in right now so that you can figure out, how do I get in on this great conversation? And what's my role? Like, what do I need to know? I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give it to you from an educational standpoint. But again, it's applicable, and I'm going to do my best to overlap the discussion so that I'm pulling in the parent piece, but still remaining true to what Fineo really wants to address, which is the schooling and educational piece. Okay, so let's do it. First of all, I want to say there is a language of relationships that I don't think we spend time discussing and unpacking. So we're going to have this conversation of friendships in a couple of sessions. I don't know how many yet, but I do know it'll be more than one. So more than this one. This one is just going to lay the groundwork, why it's important, right? And what you need to know to be able, as parents, again, to enter into the world of education again and get your feet back in the door, and how teachers can start their year. I really think this is a great way to start your year with kiddos. So let's jump right on in here and talk about this relationship vocabulary. That's what I call it. I call it relationship vocabulary. And there's really just three key vocabulary words that we want to help our kids to understand. Because as they go through their schooling, they're going to be expected and supported, hopefully, with this dialogue, we can help each other to support each other in this process with how they are going to evolve and interact with one another. Okay, so the evolvement will be ultimately picking that friend and those friendships. But the process that we're going to help them is understanding these three key relationship vocabulary words. So here's the first one. The first one I want parents to get in their minds and teachers to have in the forefront of their minds is the word peers. Okay, peers. What are your peers? Here's the operational definition. This is what I'm going to give it so that we're all on one page. The operational definition that we're going to work with on peers is, we're going to say that peers are those that share the same grade or age with you or your student. Okay, that's your peers. So if your kid is going into the first grade this year, that entire first grade cohort, that's their peers. Okay, your kid's going into the fifth grade. There's four fifth grade classrooms. All four of those classrooms are your peers. Got it? They share the same they share the same grade or age with your child. Classmates, that's the second relationship vocabulary. We want kids to understand, who are your classmates? Your classmates are simply those who share the same learning space as you. That's your classmate. Plain and simple. They have been mated with you because you're in the same class. Classmates, okay? You share the same learning space. The third one is this idea that we're here for today, and that is your friends. Okay, now I'm going to give you two definitions, but they're going to be very much aligned. But one for language that you can use with your older kiddos, maybe third through fifth, and then your K through two. This one will be, the second one will be a little bit more kid friendly for them. So here's what we define and what we're going to use as our operational definition for friends. Friends are someone whose core values mirror your own. That's really good, isn't it? Friends are someone whose core values mirror your own. Now we're going to unpack this, but I got to say this. Those core values, mom, dad, aunties, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, they're coming from you. Okay? Those core values are coming from you. You set the tone for those core values, and you can't just say them. You got to model them. You've got to live them. You got to point it out when you see it in your kids, and you got to point it out when you don't see it. Okay? So I had to say that. All right. So kid-friendly language, again, for those younger kiddos, same idea, but here it is in simple terms for those younger children. Friends are someone who behaves in a way you believe is good enough to copy and be proud of. Ooh, isn't that good? So for you, here it is again. Here we go. Simple term for those younger kiddos. Someone who behaves in a way that you believe is good enough to copy and be proud of. I say both of those core values that mirror your own core values and behaviors that's worth copying and being proud of, because you must understand, in this idea of friendship and this world as we know it, it is changing and evolving, but it's always been of good and bad and necessary good and evil. It's always been full of both, right? Friends can actually be considered your friends and be opposite what you want as parents and be opposite of who the child actually wants to be. So there are good friends that inspire and encourage good, but there are also friends who do just the opposite. They inspire and encourage the negative. The question you want to be able to challenge your student or child is, are you proud of it? And does it match your own core values? Ooh, I can't wait to unpack that idea of friends. When we get to that, I'm going to go bananas because I'm there. As an adult, I do the same things. We're going to talk about a variety of things over our sessions. But before we could even do that, we had to lay the groundwork. Why is this conversation important? Again, because your kids want to fit in and they want to belong. They want to be important. They want to matter. They want people to see them and know their name. They want to be part of the popular group too, right? Even you as adults, you want the same thing. You want to fit in at work. You don't want to be the person eating lunch alone. And sometimes any attention is good attention. And when you're 7 and 9, any attention, any affection, any laugh is a good thing. And they're willing to put themselves out there and take the risk of losing themselves if they're not strongly planted in themselves. And along the way, before long, you as their parents won't even know who they are. So I'm so excited to explore this. Again, let's do this one more time. I want to make sure we have the same vocabulary and their definition that we're going to be working with, and that teachers, you're taking notes, and that you're going to remember this on the first few weeks of school as you're building relationships with your students. Why it's important for you to have this conversation of relationship vocabulary, because you're going to do it every day. You are going to hold kids accountable to being each other's peers, being each other's classmates, and understanding the difference between those two and what it means to be a friend. And they are not all the same. Okay? They are not all understood. Our kids need our help. All right? So one more time. Our relationship vocabulary. First one is peers. They are the ones that share the same grade or age as your student or child. Classmates. Those who share the same learning space. Emphasis on learning space, because my job as a teacher is to make sure the learning is happening and you are not going to interrupt that because you are confused on why you are here. If this is your classmate, it is my responsibility to challenge you to work as classmates. And ooh, we're going to unpack that too. I can't wait. And the last one and most important, which is again near and dear to me, is friends. And this idea of helping kids understand that their friends are those whose core values mirror their own. And that is going to be so great when we unpack it. Kid-friendly and simple terms for those younger kiddos. Friends are someone who behaves in a way that you believe is good enough to copy and be proud of. Okay? So I hope just having this, and I want you to spend the time that we have apart before our next session, just thinking about those three vocabulary words and what you think about them, and have you thought about the difference and how you could have conversation and discussion with your students or your child about the difference in all three of those. And when we come back together and we unpack each of those ideas and why they're important and what they look like in the classroom and how you from home as parents can help to narrate this, I'm hoping it's just going to tickle your brain a little bit and get you ready for our next sessions. Okay? Oh, we've reached that moment, Phineo hashtaggers. We've reached our Phineo destination on this topic. But don't worry, you can keep this conversation going by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. In the meantime, thanks again for tuning into our conversation for today, building the groundwork for the language of relationships through relationship vocabulary. Until next time, remember, when failure is not an option, hashtag Phineo.